1. Market entry strategies. 1.1. Theory. An overview of market entry strategies. Listening. Defining different types of market entry strategies. Indirect exporting.
Small and medium-sized companies can use export agents based in the exporter's home country or use export houses to enter international markets. They buy from the supplier and sell to their customers in a different country. If most of the companies or the customers you want to address, let's say in Japan, don't know you, they don't know how reliable you are as a supplier or how good and reliable your products are. So if an export house already has good relationships with customers, it's very easy for foreign companies to use them. Companies use the service of export houses and export agents as a first entry step to get a feeling for the market.
Direct exporting.
At some point, after testing the market through indirect exporting, you might look for a corporate partner in the target market you're exporting to. That could be a distributor or could also be another company. It's usually not a competitor, but a company that sells a certain variety of products and can nicely complement its product portfolio with your product. So they have their customers in the country already, and you're basically surfing that.
Acquisition.
Acquisition can be a very interesting way of entering a country because you're acquiring a presence in a country and a list of customers this company happens to have already. So that makes life easier for you. You might even have some production within the country. All of that is very helpful. The problem often is integrating your acquisition. You'll have some restructuring to do and some integrating of this new business with your business. The other problem is one of paying the right price. What is the company really worth?
Greenfield development.
If you do a greenfield, it's like planting a new garden. You can design everything afresh according to your plans. Completely new production facilities. There's a lot of freedom. You don't have all the difficulties and integration that you have with acquisition. So these are huge advantages. The disadvantage is that you don't have a customer base you start off with, so you're not buying into a given distribution or sales structure.
Joint venture.
A joint venture involves two companies setting up a third together that they jointly own, the new joint venture company. In my experience, it's not a useful strategy for companies to pursue, as roughly 80% of all joint ventures actually fail within the first 5 years. That's because the motivation behind setting up the JV is different for the two companies involved. Basically, the local company in China, for example, wants to gain know-how and technology and offers access to its customers in China to the international company through a 50-50 joint venture. Eventually, the local company will have understood and grabbed the know-how and doesn't need you any longer because it has the access to its customers anyway.
Franchising.
Franchising is a sales model, a distribution model. So you have a particular product or a way to serve a product, like coffee for instance. Take Starbucks. This is the right to serve coffee in a certain way, with certain mugs and a certain logo and in a certain fashion, a system. And you, as the franchiser, can rent out this right and charge the franchisee a percentage of their turnover for the right to run the franchise. The franchise model is going to give you a lot of control because when you rent out the right to sell your products using your brand, you do so under certain conditions. You may want to stipulate the way the product is sold, for instance, the way it's presented. You might even define the price at which it is sold.